Gemara says in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Yosef Ram Chanina Raider who made the Ravada Rahava Yosef Kamar of Gacham and Shebi Arab and Lechavi Yosef and Nimtsas Kilbus Bachas Men, Suchas Kulam Mutars, Stumas, Himutars, Vakulan Asuras. So Amalei Menalacha, how do you know this? And he told him, Mutasa Karai Shmeli, I heard it from three Karai, the Rav, the Shmuel, the Rav Yechanan. So what does it mean? What's the meaning of this expression, Mutasa Karai? Why Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yechanan called Karai? So Rashi says, Mitasa Karai, Migimel Chacham Gdolem, Shem Kedai, Lismachalim Kala Mikra. I heard it from three Chachamim. You can be Semech on them Kala Mikra. The Shaila is, what does Rashi mean with that? You can be Semech on them Kala Mikra. Why is that a, what's the Shvach? They can be Semech on them like a Pasuk. And Mifrad over here, this is a Dinda Rabbanan Ba'alma, Svar Ba'alma, nothing to do with the Mikra. Why is he using this Lashon? You can be Semech on them Kala Mikra. And there's a Var Bratam Hashem of Crisworth, who's Mazbe like this. He said that whenever a person has a shaila and you look up the halacha, you look up the din, so lamasha, you look it up in the Magen Avram, Magen Avram could say halacha, and then you could ask, where's the Magen Avram get it from? So Magen Avram will have a mucker, his mitzayin, let's say a kadmain, who says this halacha. You look up the kadmain, he'll bring it from a rishon. You look up the rishon, he'll bring it based on a gemara. Everything is traced back to something. You look at the gemara got it from a mishnah. Where's the mishnah get it from? The mishnah gets it from a pasuk. So you could always ask where. What's the mark of this din? But once you get to the pasuk, then you stop. There's no need to ask where's the pasuk get it from, because the pasuk is the Torah lane. That is the metzias hadavar. That's the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to question that. That is the pasuk itself. And what he's trying to say over here is when he asked these chachamim shaila, and it wasn't obviously it was something that wasn't pashut, because he said, "How do you know this?" And he told him, "I heard it from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. I heard it from them." And his point was that when he heard it from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, it's not important for him to figure out where did they get it from, what was the base time, what was their makar, because by them he had such emunah and their goddess of Torah that was like hearing it from a pasuk. It's like that's the end of the conversation. He heard it from a chacham, heard it from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. That's the metzias, the Torah itself. It's mamash like hearing it from a pasuk, and there's no need to delve further and know it further. When a chacham says something, it's coming from his whole kayach ha-tara and his das tara and his being shaku and tara. So it's not just a specific din that you have to find the makkah for, but he himself is the makkah. The chacham is the makkah, just like the pasuk is the makkah itself. You don't have to question where the pasuk got it from. The chacham who's becomes echad with the tara, he becomes the tara itself. He becomes the makkah. There's no need to go beyond that, and that's the point that he's trying to say, that I heard it from these people that by me I'm semich on them like the mikra. That is the makkah itself, and there's no need to figure out beyond that. Because when a chacham is misachid with the Torah itself, it becomes achid with the Torah, and his havan in the Torah mamash is kal mikra, and you don't need to question it any further than that.